Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Holistic Radio Show. I am your host, Tiffany Rivera, and today we have a special guest, one of my true mentors and longtime body workers, Michael McCright, here from San Diego, California. And it's such a pleasure to have him. We are talking about a really interesting topic about detoxification. What's the process? What's to do next? So really looking forward to having him on today as he's here with us live. Good morning, Michael. Are you there?
Good morning, Tiffany, and thank
How
you
are
so
you
much
today?
For having me on your show this morning. I appreciate
it. I'm so happy to have you. You're the second of the best here, ready to, you're helping me get my sea legs on here, and we have so much to talk about. This is so exciting because you are definitely a landmark, and I would definitely say a leader in this industry by far in Southern California. So we have lots to go through. What's going on? First of all, Michael, tell us a little bit. I know you are just a Southern homegrown boy from way back when. How did you start in all of this? Let's go back.
Well, real fast, Tiff. My life has pretty much taken a parallel path. I was introduced to electronics when I was on submarines back in the early 60s, and at the same time, I started doing hypnotherapy. And then I went to teach electronics school up at Treasure Island in San Francisco. And there I got involved with Dr. Ken Cooper's program on aerobics, and I got into martial arts. And from there I got into nutrition. And so my life is, when I got out of the Navy, I actually went in and became an electronics engineer, went into that industry. But my life has always had a parallel path. And at age 50, I decided that I would start a new career, and I took over 1,000 hours training in massage, and I am now a massage therapist, and I deal with posture, I deal with nutrition, and helping folks from an alternative standpoint is my goal in life.
Yeah. What point, so going from working with your hands and electronics to body work and massage, how in the world did that transition take place? Was it something profound in your life that brought you there, or just, let's do something different? How did that happen?
Well, it was a strange transition. It really was. Going from a right-brained, a left-brained, right, wrong, 1-0, yes, no, my way is the right way, to one of intuition and feeling, and it was definitely a transition. But I had a fantastic instructor, Dr. Barry Green, who went through not only the physical part of working in the massage arena, but he also went through the emotional part, and it was a profound experience going through that training.
Mm-hmm. Emotional part. That is such a big, big important component in our industry. Wouldn't you agree? You really got to be connected emotionally with your client and with yourself. So was there a paradigm shift you had to make coming from that electronic scientist brain to getting in touch with your emotions to do body work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a complete transformation. A little side note, I was, after I got out of the electronics field and into advertising, and one of our executive secretaries brought in a test on Please Understand Me by Kiersey, and we took that test, and it gave us a profile of our personality. And I was an ESTJ. I mean, up in the upper left-hand quadrant, once again, that left-brain person. After I finished my training, I was introduced to a gentleman who did Myers-Briggs training, who is essentially the same thing. And I retook the test, and my personality had changed. So I am one of those people who definitely believes that part of the detoxification process should be mind detoxification.
Absolutely.
we should get to think what we want to think, but we end up thinking what we've been taught throughout our entire lives. But that's a different subject from what we're talking about today. Today is physical detoxification.
Well, it's definitely a good leeway in, because your topic today is the importance of detoxifying the body for ultimate health. And I like, we're exchanging emails, and I like what you said, that mental shift. You can't keep putting into your body what has made it ill and think you're going to get different results. I really like that and want to hone in on that today. So with that being said, with doing body work, massage, how did you get involved with detox, and at what point in your career did you decide to get more involved with nutrition and detoxification?
Well, actually, I was back in 1972 is when I got involved with nutrition. Like I said, my life has maintained this parallel path. Mm-hmm. And I was always dealing with the alternative arena, but never dealing with it on a professional level, just on a personal level. And what really got me involved in the detoxification process was a company called Matal Botanical. I was taking their product called KM. I had a very, very serious back problem. It would send me to my knees about once or twice a year and go into the hospital for a shot in either hip. And once again, a paradigm shift. I found out that doctors couldn't help me, so I was searching for something, and it turned out that nutrition was it. But that company developed a fiber product, a supplement. It was a powdered product that I started taking. And over a year and a half, maybe a two-year period, I watched my body shift. Mm-hmm. You know, it was profound, and it's not an easy subject to talk about. But if we look at what we eat and how it goes through the body, how fast it moves through the body, how fast our intestines can process it through peristalsis, it's very important, because if we keep that in too long, we're actually absorbing poisons out of the stuff we ingest. And I watched, as I consumed this fiber, I watched my stool change completely. You know, it shifted from alternating diarrhea and runs to constipation. That was eliminated. I watched my black stool change to a medium brown. I watched it go from what I would call sinkers to floaters. And at that time, I wasn't really aware that I was doing a detoxification. It was later that I started studying all this stuff that it brought to mind what I was eliminating. I was not only pulling out the poisons and increasing my transit time, but I was also pulling out many of the toxins that I absorbed throughout my life.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And the next show, I want to talk with you about, if you can recall when it was brown or sinkers and floaters, what that emotional place was. But that's another show, because it is that body-mind connection, which is the name of your business, body-mind connection. This is so interesting. So it's springtime. People are talking about detoxification. It's a buzzword. It's so popular out there. Please help us understand. Take us through the vital, important steps. What do you believe is the first vital step in starting the detoxification process?
I think the first step, and like you said, many people, hit the springtime, and all of a sudden the buzzword is detoxification, and so I'm going to do that process. And I think, jumping from where they are in making it just a process of springtime to recognizing the need for a continuing lifestyle change. In other words, detoxification should be an ongoing process, not just something that we do in the springtime and the fall. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's overweight definitely needs detoxification. If you have chronic illness, you need detoxification. If you have allergies in your life, I could go on and on and on through the list of things that detoxification can assist the body with. But mm-hmm. it's recognizing the need that you should be on a journey of detoxification, and that detoxification is not a destination, I think, is the important thing.
Mm-hmm. So that journey, is it, you know, it's sort of like the program, that that acceptance, that, you know, that walk into accepting, you know what, I have a lifestyle that's gluttonous or too sugary or something. So connecting with that need to detox, where do we start? Is it something that I just get a liquid cleanse and go for it? Do I do enemas? Do I start with digestion, the lymphatic system? What do you recommend, and where have you seen the best results with you and your clients, and what system should we cleanse first?
Well, number one, you mentioned that, you know, liquids and pills and all this stuff. Most people want to think that that this detoxification is a once every 6 months, and I'm going to use a magic pill, and it will get me to the place I want to be. And mm-hmm. that's probably not the proper way to go. Number one, become aware of the toxins that you're being warned about are real. When you go to a gas station, there's a warning there that says, do not smell these fumes. And yet, mm-hmm. how many people just pump their gas? We walk into a grocery store or a department store, and there's a sign in the window that says, this office or this building contains contaminating materials. Do we even think about that? No. We, you know, smoke and diesel fumes, toxins in our toiletries, x-rays, asbestos, talcum powder, all of these things. And then in the common household, we have sugar and we have caffeine and saccharin. Acrylamides, in our cosmetics, you can find on the labels stuff called DEA and TEA and nitrites. And those things are toxins and are carcinogens. And yet, because the government overlooks and grandfathers in these products or these chemicals, we tend to ignore the fact that they are toxins. So we're continually ingesting toxins, we're continually rubbing them on our skin or breathing them in, and so it's really a process that we, once again, recognizing how much overload that we're picking up in a lifetime of exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny, slight confession here, just this morning I have allowed myself 2 to 3 days a week coffee. I get to explore coffee. I only put in coconut milk. Well, I ran out of coffee, and this is my day I get coffee. And I ran to the store at 5:30 this morning because I wanted my coffee. This is the time. And it's so funny because, you know, we get so accustomed to wanting what we want, doing what we want, making excuses for it, you know, or setting limits, like my little treat of caffeine 3 days a week. It has become a treat and an important treat to me. And I work around it, and it's funny because I really made a point to go and get my coffee today. And it's just, that's some of the things that we go through of, okay, if it's going to be Christmas, well, then I'll binge for 3 days, really enjoy it, and then I'm going to just start detoxing January 1st, and I am going to cleanse myself out and make it go. And we kind of set up these peaks and valleys, if you will. I don't know if you've noticed that with your clients or, you know, anyone around you, but it's interesting how when we kind of get into our mindset of we're going to limit ourselves with elements, or we'll binge for a little bit, if you will, and then I promise I'll clean myself out as soon as it's over, you know? And so that kind of that, it's almost like a mental cycle we put ourselves through. So let's talk about why is it important to detoxify, and what should we start, and what's that first step to get going on your regime, or is it even necessary?
Well, Tiffany, you mentioned having the coffee first thing this morning, and mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing wrong with moderation in all things, but mm-hmm. the problem that most people have, and why this topic is so important, is that toxins bring on a slow, debilitating deterioration of the body. Mm-hmm. Each time we have that cup of coffee, each time we have that drink of alcohol, each time we smoke that cigarette, or even secondhand smoke, all those toxins in the body have to be processed by the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And the liver is our filter in the body, and it has two stages of filtering. The first stage is very simple. If the toxin is not too toxic, it can be just eliminated. But if it's a alcohol, it needs to be turned into formaldehyde, and it needs to go into the second stage so that the liver can break down that formaldehyde into a neutral substance before it's eliminated. And in doing so, it puts stress on the liver. And we continually stress and stress and stress and stress, and pretty soon it comes to a point to where it can't function and filter the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
So we are continually getting toxic overload, mercury poisoning, fluorides. We can go on and on through that sheet of what the toxic overload that we do get. But, you know, it's the old saying that says, if that first cup of coffee and that caffeine were going to kill you, you'd never have it, right?
Right.
But if you just ingest it with the idea that, oh, this is not bothering me, this is not hurting me, you know, that mm-hmm. first cigarette doesn't create cancer typically. But if you knew that the fifth one was going to kill you, would you smoke that fifth one? No, you would never pick it up. But it's this idea. I have a little thing on one of my websites called Slight Edge. And Slight Edge says that you can practice simple disciplines throughout your life, or you can practice slight errors in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
If you practice more simple disciplines than you practice errors in judgment, then you're going to end up on a healthy, positive portion of the curve of life.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you practice more errors in judgment, and that could be picking up that cigarette, could be drinking too much coffee, it could be whatever the situation is, you're going to end up in a dis-ease sort of state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's using that. And I do want to mention that I have three websites out there for people to go to. One is holisticspecifics.com, and that one is a esoteric site. It's an information site, but also the DVDs for health are on that site.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to really look into detoxification from a external source, and we can talk about that in a bit, sandiegomassage.org has
mm-hmm.
that information. And, of course, my original site, which has a lot of practical information, is bodymindconnection.com. And that's where you can find the information on detoxification. Slight Edge, I believe, is on sandiegomassage.org. But
excellent.
Most people can find all of this information that we're talking about on those websites.
Excellent. Your center is beautiful. It's loaded with information, resource material, and a unit I just love and use at my own center, the far infrared sauna. So let's here I am, okay? I'm your new client. I've got some little skin issues, some psoriasis, I have a toxic overload. I'm ready to begin. I call your center. I come in. What is the biggest myth about detox and what I can, or the myth that I might have expecting from you in your center?
Well, I think most people, whether they come to me or come to a naturopathic doctor or go to their medical doctor, the biggest myth is there's a magic pill that will cure everything.
Mm-hmm.
Most people walk in wanting to know the how. Just give me the ingredients, I'll go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other thing is if we don't have that pill today, then, you know, we'll have it tomorrow. But tomorrow mm-hmm. never comes. You know, how long have we been waiting for a cancer cure or a cure for Alzheimer's or MS? Parkinson's. You can go down this list forever, and the cure is not there. So the biggest myth is that there's a magic pill that I can take one time and it will restore me to perfect health. It
right.
just doesn't happen.
Well, then, if there's no magic cure or no magic pill, Michael, it sounds like we're going to need time. Right? Time is a process, and it sounds like it's a journey, which You know, we're the McDonald's generation here. We like it quick and easy right now. So tell me, what is, you know, going along the way with it, what are going to be some of the mistakes I run into as when I finally get it, that it's going to be a process and it's going to take time? What could I run into?
Well, the biggest mistake that most people have is wanting that cleansing or detoxification to happen once or twice a year. But if they really want to detoxify the body, if you want a healthier lifestyle, and if you want to get to the end of your years and enjoy those years with full health and vigor, then I suggest that it become a lifestyle thing. Mm-hmm. It's not about living longer. And too many people have this idea of anti-aging, but it's really about living better, being able to do those things that you want to do when you retire and go on vacation instead of all of a sudden having disease come into your life, you know, having full vigor and vitality.
Mm-hmm. Michael, should I cleanse the liver first or my digestion first, and why?
Well, now that's an excellent question. The ultimate thing to get cleaned, of course, is the blood. The blood normally carries most of the toxins throughout the body. It delivers them to the cells. They get stored in the fat cells or the adipose layer. And so most people hear this thing that says, oh, I need to cleanse the blood. And they go out and buy some herbs or whatever the local health expert tells them in the store, and they start taking these herbs. There's a problem with that, and I agree totally that the blood is probably the main thing that you need to get cleared up, but once again, it's a process, because mm-hmm. the blood delivers all those toxins to the liver. If the mm-hmm. liver is congested and not functioning up to full speed, then the filtering process can't work well, and the toxins go right back into the blood. Excuse me. By the same token, if the liver is functioning well, but it dumps into a colon that is constipated or has a transit time of 3 days, then the poisons are going to be absorbed right out of the colon and put right back into the bloodstream. So really, you reverse the order when you start an internal cleanse. And you know, that would be, you cleanse the colon first, and the best way to check that is through what I call transit time. That's finding out how fast a bite of food that you put in your mouth is going to get processed through your body and end up in your stool. A good transit mm-hmm. time is somewhere between 8 and 11 hours. Mm-hmm. Anything over that, you're holding material in the colon that can rot or putrefy, and ferment, creating gases and all that. So checking that transit time is very important, and knowing what that is. And I get people telling me all the time, well, I go to the bathroom regularly. And I says, yeah, but how long is the food staying in there?
Well, yeah, I learned that the best way to kind of figure that out is to have some corn on the cob or kernel corn, and if it passes through and you see it, is that one way you can kind of tell? Because it's, or what? How do I know if what I ate today is actually what I'm going to see 8 hours? Like, I heard corn is one way to figure that out. Is that a myth? Or I think it worked for me.
corn is about the best because it doesn't digest well. So it goes through, and it's something you can observe. There are other mm-hmm. things. Professionals use charcoal. And mm-hmm. but, so you can obtain some of that if you have an adverse reaction to corn. The other thing mm-hmm. to watch is you might eat some a couple of beets, and that red color will definitely show up. So there's a couple of various ways. But what I suggest people do is that they eat either the beets or the corn for their evening meal, mm-hmm. and that you actually record the time that you eat that, and then start observing the following morning. And mm-hmm. see when you see the first traces of the food coming out. Mm-hmm. And when you do mm-hmm. record that time, and then you'll know for sure that that's the transit time of the body, how long it takes to pass through your digestive system.
Wow. We could go on and on. You are so interesting to speak with, Michael. And I know you can find more information about this process through the holisticspecifics.com website, right, with the concerning health issues.
Absolutely.
And I know that you also do telephone and via web consultations with people. So those of you who are listening who are across the country or around the world that want more information, I'm sure Michael is available to communicate with you still and help you with this process and your personal needs. Now, Michael, so much is going on with this. And next call, we definitely need to do an hour show together indeed. But tell me, what's going on? You've got some, regarding this thing with your detox, you've got your bodymindconnection.com, your sandiegomassage.org, you're an excellent speaker, workshops. Do you have any workshops, speaking? What's on your plate right now that you are helping others with?
Well, the main thing I'm doing right now is a seminar on acquiring the authentic self. But once again, that gets into that mind detoxification and letting go of the ego, becoming responsible for your life and what you do and how you live it. And, of course, this does tie right back into the physical detoxification because it's a mindset that we need to change. And you can change the mind to change the body, or you can change the body to change the mind. Either way works. So, you can physically decide and make up your mind and follow a discipline of taking herbs and doing an internal cleanse. You can also do an external cleanse using the infrared saunas, which is a very nice way of not overloading the liver, because in an external sauna, you use the infrared rays to penetrate the body, stimulate the cells. As the cells are stimulated, they release the toxins. The toxins become mobilized. And then as you warm the body up through the infrared sauna, the sweat glands will open up and the oil glands will start to flow. And they will bring the toxins to the surface of the skin through their process. And you can actually get an external detoxification without overloading the liver.
Absolutely. It's so wonderful. Cutaneous detox, the skin release is so, so important, and it feels really great. I love far infrared therapy. Michael, will you be a guest another day on the show? Please. There's so much. And I think the mental component is a beautiful leeway into the next topic, because I think that's what sabotages so much of our detox process, is that mental commitment. I mean, we can put hours and hours and hours into our job, into our family, and not give an inkling of thought to ourselves. It's really amazing how we are as human beings, you know? So that's a really important topic, and I'm really interested to hear more about that. Anything else you want to send out and get us linked into before we say goodbye to one another?
Well, the last thing I'll leave everybody with is the slight edge theory or slight edge principles that's on the holisticspecifics.com site.
Okay.
And we talked about a little bit about detoxification, but when you're starting to look at slight edge, it concerns diet, because you detoxify with the foods you eat.
Excellent.
Slight edge considers activity, because you need that exercise to get the blood flowing, increase the heart rate. You need rest to allow the body to regenerate at night. You need supplementation and meditation. Breath is an extremely good way to let go of tension, and as we let go of stress and tension, we stop the chemical cycle of cortisol.
Wow, that's exactly right. Prayer is huge.
And hydration. So all of these are important for a full body health.
Excellent. Michael, thank you so much for being a guest. It's such an honor. You can get this. I'm going to have tidbits of more information and the tips on our website, holistichands.org. Go to our blog page and you'll be able to get an archive as well as tips from today's show. Please go to Michael's website, holisticspecifics.com. And thank you so much for joining us today on the All Things Holistic Radio Show. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.